And now to that budget agreement that the White House and congressional leaders reached late yesterday. The two-year deal will raise the debt ceiling past the 2020 elections. It includes $320 billion in additional spending. President Trump announced it on Twitter late Monday. It still has to be passed by Congress, but it's a rare bipartisan agreement in this administration. NPR's congressional correspondent Susan Davis is here. And Sue, start with that additional spending. What will that be on?
The additional $320 billion in spending will set the overall target of discretionary spending for the year as close to $1.4 trillion. That extra pot of money will go to the Defense Department, to the Pentagon, on the defense side. And on the domestic side, is expected to be more of that money to go towards veterans' health care spending, as well as more money to make sure that the 2020 census goes as planned.
Oh, yes, that 2020 census. Well, you know, the agreement includes some budget cuts. As we're hearing, not enough to offset that spending you just described.
But no.
Where will those cuts be, though?
So there's about $77 billion in what they call budget offsets. This isn't really, it's a mix of user fees, different kind of budget accounting to reduce the overall cost of the bill. But $77 billion, when you're talking about these other numbers, is really just a drop in the bucket. And one thing I think that this deal is reviving is people taking a look at the national debt. You know, the national debt is across $22 trillion. Mm. It's not coming down. If anything, it's on a trajectory to reach historic proportions. And this deal will also have the sum total effect of probably adding another $1.5 to $2 trillion to the debt of the country.
And not everyone in the Republican Party in particular is happy about that. Talk more about that.
No, I think that this is a mixed bag. I mean, there's not going to be anybody really enthusiastically casting a vote in favor of this. Republicans, of course, don't like that it doesn't do more to cut spending, but Democrats don't really like it either, except they would point out that the government is getting a lot less tax revenue coming in because of the 2017 Republican tax cuts. And that's why the country's coming up on the debt limit much sooner than originally planned, is they just don't have as much money to fulfill the country's needs. I do think everybody gets to get a little bit of what they want, more defense spending, more domestic spending, and no more default shutdown politics, at least in the short term, through the remainder of President Trump's first term in office.
Well, I was going to say, what do both parties really get out of it? And isn't that part of it? They don't have to have that fight with how those fights are viewed by voters.
Sure.
During an election season.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly is intended to bring some stability to Washington, some stability to the economy, to markets who might have been nervous about the first ever national default on our debt. I also think we've had these shutdown politics in recent years, and there is a realization that there's no real winners that come out of it. So I think seeing Nancy Pelosi, Mitch McConnell, and President Trump all agree to do something tells you that they mutually agree that another round of the shutdown wars isn't really an anyone's political interest. There's many other issues that they would like 2020 elections to be waged on.
And this is a victory for President Trump.
It is. I mean, you know, this is the first substantial deal that he's cut since in the new Congress that's now divided between Democrats and Republican control. It also shows he is in fact capable of cutting a deal with Speaker Pelosi. I think the question now is, does it lead to other compromises on things like prescription drug bills or rewriting NAFTA, things that might potentially have, some bipartisan buy-in? Can this deal lead to other deals, or is this the deal that just allows everybody to retreat to their corners and fight it out towards the elections?
We will see with Susan Davis, NPR's congressional correspondent. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too.